Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Happy treacherous, traitorous Tuesday to us all. Oh, we got some breaking news. We'll get to it in just a moment. Happy Tuesday. We've got Evan on the board today. Fancy Brian's been exposed to COVID. So, he's quarantining this week. And hopefully he's feeling well and he'll be back soon. And we have lots to talk about today. I got to find Code Devil joining me about 3:30 Central Time, about a half an hour from now. John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times locally, wrote a little article about our dumb senator. And once upon a time, I wouldn't have said that about Ron Johnson, but now I will. Now I do. Rojo is being analogized to Senator Joe McCarthy. And I think to myself, man, that's harsh. Harsh, but true. So anyways, we'll talk about Rojo this hour with John Nichols from the Nation. And plenty of other headlines, but this one, breaking. I just caught this headline immediately before going on the air, and it's listed as a scoop. It's a scoop, folks. Axios reporting at this moment, January 6th committee to request Sean Hannity's cooperation. Slanted, Foxy News, Sean Hannity being asked to testify. We don't know at this point. But here is the reporting, the scoop at Axios. And now I scooped it right here on the Devil's Advocates. The January 6th Select Committee is preparing to ask Fox News Channel host Sean Hannity for his voluntary cooperation. Well, let's just go straight to the subpoenas. Asking for voluntary cooperation with its investigation of the assault on the U.S. Capitol. A source with direct knowledge of the plans tells Axios. Why does it matter? Why does that matter? Hannity is one of the most prominent media figures in America. America. It was a close advisor to Donald Trump throughout his presidency. The committee revealed last month that Hannity texted then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, you know, the chief's chief, during the riot to urge him to get Trump to stop his supporters. Tim Mulvey, a spokesperson for the January 6th committee, declined to comment when asked about the pending Hannity request. Jay Sekulow, you remember him? Wasn't he the impeachment attorney to Trump? Well, he also apparently is counsel to Sean Hannity, and he told Axios, if true, any such request would raise serious constitutional issues, including First Amendment concerns regarding freedom of the press. Between the lines, Hannity condemned the attack on the U.S. Capitol, saying on his show on the night after the riot, that all of today's perpetrators must be arrested and prosecuted. But Hannity has never criticized Trump for his role in ginning up the crowd in D.C. that day. And he criticized the Congressional Committee investigating January 6th. A few more details from Axios. Axios has not been able to establish the nature of the cooperation. And I'm going to throw that one in air quotes. The committee plans to ask of Hannity. Committee officials have said Hannity was among several Fox News hosts who were texting Meadows during the riot. Can he, Trump, make a statement? Hannity said in text, made public in mid-December, ask people to leave the Capitol. Two other Fox News hosts, Laura Ingraham, the host of the 10 p.m., the Ingraham Angle, and Brian Kilmeade, host of the morning show Foxy Friends, also weighed in with Meadows in real time as Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. Are we sure they were Trump supporters? Because they seem like damn nice people. to disrupt the certification of Joe Biden's electoral victory. And behind the scenes, Hannity was much more than a TV host during the Trump presidency. He was a friend, a supporter, an informal advisor, and frequent phone calls with the former president. One former Trump aide referred to Hannity as the real chief of staff. That was a gross overstatement, but it spoke to Hannity's special access to Trump. Oh, it was special. Such was Hannity's influence with Trump that officials who wanted to persuade him often turned to Fox News host to help get their ideas or actions across the line. A phone call from Hannity to Trump carried more sway than a conversation between the president and many members of his own cabinet. Well, of course, because Hannity had real power, and Trump's cabinet, of course, did not. So Hannity has been asked very nicely to give a little cooperation with the January 6th committee. I wonder how that goes. I'm sure he'll just, you know, show up and go under oath and do whatever he's got to. You know, it's interesting, as we are nearly at the one-year anniversary of the January 6th, and I got a special show planned right here on this Thursday, January 6th. I've got former U.S. Attorney James Santel joining me in the 3 o'clock, the first hour of that show. And then later in the day, I've got a U.S. senatorial candidate, her name, Sarah Godlewski. And she would like to run against, although there are lots of Dems in the primary, she'd like to run against U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who will soon make his reelective announcement, let's just say. And then later in that show, we've got Mark Thompson. Mark Thompson is a Wisconsin elections commissioner. They've threatened to jail Mark Thompson, along with 4 other elections commissioners here in the state of Wisconsin, for the crime, the felonious crime, if you believe the Racine County Sheriff, of offering advice on how to handle a pandemic in regards to voting in a nursing home. How dare he! So Mark Thompson joins me this Thursday, January 6th. It's going to be a special, a show to remember the one-year anniversary of the January 6th. And did you know Donald Trump was doing a live event that day as well? That's what I hear. And I understand, as it's being reported over at the Raw Story by Brad Reed. You know, the prospect of Trump doing a January 6th speech, it's going over like a Led Zeppelin on the Hill with Republicans. They're not too excited to see Trump on January 6th of all days. So anyways, give you a little reporting here. Oh, let me turn that off. My damn computer. Former President Donald Trump is planning to give an address. I've heard it called a press conference, but that would imply he would take questions. Former President Trump is planning to give an address at Mar-a-Lago on the anniversary of the January 6th riots that he incited in the United States Capitol building. Well, he hasn't been charged with anything. Allegedly incited. Let's clear it up. However, Politico reports that many Republicans are dodging questions about the former president's upcoming address. I'm sure it's going to be a barn burner, and the few who are willing to comment on it say they don't think it's a wise decision. You don't say. Senator Pat Toomey, Republican from Pennsylvania, apparently does say, who voted to convict Trump last year on charges of inciting an insurrection, said he didn't think Trump giving a speech on the anniversary of the riots was a terribly good idea. Oh, it's a terribly something idea. But then added, what am I going to do about it? Indeed, Pat Toomey, I understand he's courageously retiring from the U.S. Senate. Isn't Toomey walking away? I believe he is. Senator Shelley Moore Caputo, Republican from West Virginia, you know, the Republican who's not named Joe Manchin, who did vote to acquit Trump during his second impeachment, said, I don't think that's a good idea, when asked about the speech, and added she feared it would be aggressive. Be aggressive. You think? Trump's given a few, let's call them aggressive speeches in the past. I think she's, you know, maybe on to something. Senator Tim Scott, you know, every Republican's black friend, Another Trump-acquitting Republican simply refused to say anything of substance about Trump's speech. There's no benefit on commenting, so I'm not going to comment. If it's not in my best interest, I have nothing to say. Senator John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, said he was focused on the future and not the 2020 presidential election. It's a free country, and you're entitled to say whatever you want to say, subject to some limitations. But I think the country has moved on. I know we'd like to move on. My kid said to me last night, my youngest, "Dad, why are we still talking about January 6th? I said, "Because no one, other than a few of the pawns, has really ever paid a consequence. And until there are consequences, we as a nation, we ain't moving on, son." I said, "So get used to it. You think when one party is basically trying to overturn democracy, and I do reference the Republicans in this case, and the other party's trying to, what, deliver on the Biden agenda? You know, give your child tax credits, put a little money in your mailbox, lift some children out of poverty, keep the country from devastation during a pandemic. Well, that was Joe Biden. That was Democratic ideas. Those things have been delivered upon. And there was that smaller infrastructure deal. Hell, I don't know if we'll ever get the Build Back Better. We've got some sound. You know, since there is no breaking news, it doesn't lead the cast today. But we got some sound, Manchin and others talking about the Build Back Better. Well, they haven't gotten that done. But they seem to, you know, gloss over the fact there is a smaller bill that has passed and has been signed into law by Joe Biden. So Democrats are delivering. But my 15-year-old, and, you know, I'm not saying he's not politically involved, politically engaged. He pays attention more than most 15-year-olds. But he said, "Dad, I don't hear about that. All I hear is this, you know, pushback, this talk of Trump." And I'm like, we'd all like to move on from Trump. Republicans, many of them, they would like to move on from Trump as well. But they already sold their souls to the Cheeto Messiah. They cannot move on. And of course, they have to embrace Trump's big lie. That's part of the deal. When you join the team, when you sell your soul to Trump, he demands complete and utter loyalty on this topic. And some give it to him. And that's why we can't move on. Not until there is justice. Merrick Garland's going to speak tomorrow. I'd rather he just indicted them. Then it would be Merrick Garland Day. Instead, it'll just be, you know, a plain old Whopper Wednesday. Come back, Devil's Advocates, never playing. Always super special when you join 844-967-2789.